This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine.
All right, Ellie Alexander just intrigued me because I remember when the big archbishop came out and says the fight between good and evil. Political analyst Ellie Alexander, who, by the way, was great when he came on a few times a few years ago, but he was still a little holding back. Today, he's been one of the best guests we've ever had. He is on fire. I think he said it. He's past any fear. He didn't have the fear before to come on, but now he's just all guns are blazing. He's all in. People can tell it. It's amazing. So in the 4 minutes we have left, get into what you were covering.
So what people, you know, Sun Tzu writes that the art of war is deception. You know, and I don't mean to correct his work, but when I read his work, for me, the essence of the art of war, that is timing. And, you know, I'll say, Alex, you, in 13 years of doing hundreds of panels and interviews, you introduced me the best when you're like, here's an insider who wants the outside, the barbarians, to know what's going on inside the castle. And what I'll say is I've been waiting for this moment, hoping it would never come. So there is urgency in the now. And what people need to know, and I don't want to like explode brains too much, is Archbishop Bigano's letter to Donald Trump, which Donald Trump then retweeted out, needs to be read, understanding that there is a public meaning and a private secret. And at the very end of that letter, there is a Latin phrase, and I don't speak Latin, so I'm going to butcher it a little, but it's solve et coagula. And what it means is to dissolve and recongeal. And what you need to understand is that the sum of Alex's work in studying, you know, this secret society or this Marxist group or that group or that group is to this end. It is in service of Satan. And as you pointed out, Satan is older than us. He has always sought to have humanly servants that will dissolve things, invert things, change meanings of words. That's why they must change words first and then reform it and put it back together. That's why you never see the leftists completely abolish anything that they say. They never abolish inequality. They never abolish money. They never abolish class. They never abolish the military. They recongeal it. And what Vigano is pointing out is that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, remember, Joe Biden professes to be a Catholic. Kamala Harris gave Catholic priests who were fondling children a pass while she was attorney general. It's the Velvet Mafia. And what people need to understand is that our institutions, the American government and the Catholic Church, are being infiltrated. And that's why people need to, you know, research Dr. Taylor Marshall on YouTube. He's done an extensive video on this infiltration of the Catholic Church. But Vigano says, no, there is a deep church and a deep state, and they work together. And it's all coming to the precipice in November. We are at that moment where I'd gladly lose my Twitter account right now to tell people, wake up. We're at a top three moment in human history.
And there have been times they've taken your Twitter account down, and they're doing it to so many other people right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been permanently suspended before, and, you know, I've used my relationships to get it back. But, you know, I know the time is coming where, you know, I will join you and Gavin and Laura and Roger in the dark alleys. But I think the time is also coming where these centralized platforms, they either win and we lose, or we win and we decentralize the internet.
No, I agree. We're coming down to the battle of the gods right now, the good or dumb or wrong. I mean, this is one of those times that was every few hundred years, every thousand years. This is the super event. And then this election just leads to the cascade, because even if Trump wins, they're going to go crazy. I mean, the battle just begun. It's like when Roger was so happy on election night 4 years ago, and I said, Roger, the war just begun, and he knows now. And I said, Matty, I said, are you ready to put you in prison? He goes, oh, we got the president. And I said, get ready.
I mean, they've infiltrated even the good. Remember, they can't create a contrast with us. They must infiltrate us in order to deceive our believers.
That's right. Well, come back soon. Don't wait a year. Come back and get into the election and all the stuff coming down and more on Kamala Harris. I know you're ready to expose her. We need to get to the day. Come back next week. Allie Alexander, thank you so much. Very impressed. At ALI on Twitter. We'll be back with Jay Dyer and Sam Hyde, the comedian. They take over in T-minus 60 seconds. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots. And you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. You know, I was on here a couple months ago for the first time, and I said some strange, enigmatic, mysterious phrases. I prophesized. I said, test tube, gub gub, snail man, micro machines. And some people were mystified by this, but I was predicting the future. I was predicting the one, the only, the legend of trolling, Mr. Samuel Hyde, is joining us today. And before I mention that, before I get into that, I wanted to say that, you know, I thought that I was a legend of trolling at one time. When I was in high school, we actually arranged a kind of a black operation, you could say, in high school black ops, where we wanted to upseat the existing order by electing a beautiful slow boy to class president. And that's a true story. The cheerleaders, Mean Girls Brigade were furious, and I thought that I had mastered something of trolling, but I realized that in the big leagues, I was nothing. I myself was a test tube, gub gub, snail man, micro machine of trolling. And today I have the master, as Alex said, top of the totem pole of comedy for everyone, perhaps 40 and under, Mr. Sam Hyde. Sam, are you there?
Can you see me? Hey,
I can see you, sort of.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, that beautiful smoky voice is coming through.
I gotta finish reading. I'm on the last page of my favorite book right now. Choose background effect. There we go. Okay. I gotta finish reading the last page of my favorite book. Just kidding.
Oh, just crap, kidding, dude. Oh my god.
Thank you for saying these, by the way. They're very entertaining.
The master troll trolled me on the Alex Jones Show. Is this epic?
They'd be more entertaining if they weren't so packed with disturbing realities. One second. Let me just get back in Elon Musk's private AI chamber. Okay, hey, I'm back. We're using teleportation now. I don't know if you know that's real, teleportation's
there with the coom bots.
Yeah. Yes, we're researching new ways to coom, new unnatural, freakish ways to genetically modify your testicles to make them make your orgasm 10 times more powerful.
Sam.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Sam, slow down. You're going to blow our minds. Mm. Tell us, let's get back to the origins. What are the origins of Sam Hyde, his influences, his comedic prowess? Where do you come from? Who inspired you?
I this is not a joke. I seriously just swallowed this wrong. One second. Give me like 1 second. Okay, all better. So I'm really sorry about that. It's unprofessional. Well, let me ask you something, because I need to know. before we do battle and debate, because I'm an atheist technological. No, I'm just kidding. But I want to size you up and know. God! I seriously took that in the lungs. What kind of man you are? So I want to know, are you a Burt's Bees strawberry man? Or are you a vanilla bean man? Are you more of a classic man? This is important, by the way. Or are you a honey man? Or wait, are you a peppermint man? Are you a strawberry man? That's a dupe. Are you pumpkin spice? Are you more of a cucumber mint style? Or would you call yourself wild cherry? Now, the thing people don't know about wild cherry, it stains your lips red. That's a price you might have to be willing to pay because it is technically the best flavor. Now, I'll tell you my answer. What's your answer? Go with your gut.
My immediate reaction is that soy mean face, probably my fiance does lip gloss, so I just use whatever lip gloss she's got laying around. So no Burt's Bees for me.
Solid answer. Lip gloss, sometimes superior case. I'm cucumber mint myself. Hold on a second.
I knew it. Yeah. Cucumbers.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure. I shouldn't. I'm a little nervous right now.
It's okay.
In front of this many eyeballs.
Sam, tell us your origins and your influence. Where do you come from?
I don't know, man. I've been, for influences, you know the show Wondershosen?
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear of Wondershosen? I think if there was one comedic influence that did the most for me, it would be Wondershosen. And there was also a collection of cartoons back in the day called Liquid Television. And both of those, I think those are important because the aesthetics to me has always been more interesting than the content, which is weird to say. But like the kind of vaporwave stuff you do, that like I think the dressing, the sort of the stylization of things is there's an importance there. It's easy to get like wrapped up in going with aesthetics in a way that's like vain or doesn't have substance behind it. And I think taking combining substance with like finely honed aesthetics has been what's always kind of interested me. So most of my influences are aesthetic influences, 80s anime, 90s anime, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember you used to watch Liquid Television, and I was always entranced by Aeon Flux, and she was always like, you know, doing things with nipples. It was an obsession with nipples in that show, and it always weirded me out, even though I love the art. But what was great about Liquid Television was that it was like a variety show, and they would offer actually creative, you know, stuff going on in alternative art at the time. And there's nothing like that. Like, it was there for a while. It went away. And I see you, yes, as definitely a successor to that. Is that you went to art school, you know, you did this kind of stuff. You had to deal with the art hoes at art school. You did some great comedy about them art hoes. How did you get through art school without going crazy?
I think that's when I started to think seriously about the distribution of resources and about the puerile notion that most people have when they're like 12 years old, when they start to think about government and how things should be distributed, and seeing the like inefficiency and the just the bureaucracy and what a scam college is. That's that was a big formative thing for me. It was like living through the scam and watching my dad blow $250,000 on stuff you could learn on YouTube, basically.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. I didn't blow that much. Wow. I did blow quite a bit, though, on grad school. And in the middle of grad school, I realized that I'm paying this D-bag liberal guy to tell me that I can get a piece of paper and that he, who hates me, will allow me to go and talk about the things that I actually knew better than that guy. You know what I mean? It's like, this is totally a scam and brainwashing, by the way.
It's such an insane waste of money, because that's that amount of money, you know, you can use that to start not just one business. I mean, it depends on what kind of business you're trying to start, but that's startup capital for effing 10 businesses, you know, and that's across the entire country. All those people. I mean, if you want to help, if you're one of these people that wants to, if you want to do good, if you want to be charitable, look at the waste of money that's happening in colleges, and think about what that money could do. I mean, you know, Dwight Eisenhower has that his quote about man, I'm too scatterbrained for this podcasting stuff. This is one reason why I don't do it. But when he was railing against the military-industrial complex and talking about how, you know, one B-52 bomber is like the cost of a hospital, that kind of thing. Right. It's just like there's so many people who are concerned with helping society, but they're unwilling to, like, look for inefficiency in these hallowed institutions.
Before we get to Paradigm Shift, which was kind of an epic troll, I want to take us out to the break and mention that if you want to follow Sam's work, you can go to mde.tv, mde.tv, to get access to his content. My work is at jaysanalysis.com. You can find my books, my subscription, and all that there. And when we come back, we're going to get into some of the most epic trolling probably ever. If you've seen the Yes Men, you can think about those kinds of trolling events. But I think this one even topped that one by making fun of the whole TED Talk phenomena. So when we come back...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Final help with our good friend Sam Hyde. Sam, you know, when I first saw TED Talks, you know, back in the early 2000s, I remember seeing the first one actually was not bad. It was something about like symbols and geometry and nature, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then I click on the next TED Talk, and it's like some witchy woman saying, we have more men, we have more women graduating from college than men now, and women are more men than man. And then I click on the next one, and it's Bill Gates, and he's talking about, we got to get the numbers down. We got to get the
public. So eat your own doo-doo. drink some poo water.
With this epic troll of paradigm shift where you trolled TED Talk. Can you tell us about that?
I'm sure you've talked about this before. The Bill Gates' fixation on getting people to drink pee and eat their drink their doo doo water. That's so insane. I'll get to your question.
Like, we're gonna make feces into meat. This kind of stuff. And
yeah, like this is the thing. All right, I'm not actually all that racist. I'm probably as racist as most people are. I'm probably as racist as most black people are. And there are things that happen to black people that are like mind blowing. Like this, the vaccine, the human guinea pig stuff in Africa is so insane. And the Bill Gates, like test, it's almost like, the stuff they're doing is so evil. It's almost like if you had a video game and the point of the video game was to be as evil as possible to as many black people in Africa as possible. Like, yeah. and then making it so that they're like trying to get it so they're drinking urine and feces. That's the most insane evil thing, man. Like, never mind tenfold increase in population from human aid, et cetera. Never mind the vaccination experiments and the AIDS and all this other stuff. Like the icing on the cake, like that's how you know someone's really evil is when they're, it's not just a pragmatic thing. It's not just like trying to bring about some, you know, future world scenario. It's not like, oh, we need to do this to get to the means justify the end. We have to get here. We have to get to the future. And injecting these blacks is very important to do. Like, you know, it's absolutely evil when he's like, okay, now we're going to make poo-poo cakes.
it's intentionally puerile. It's an intentional, like the dog, rub the dog in the face, you know, his face in the mess. So you brilliantly,
I don't mean to appear callous, like laughing so much. It's just that it's so insane and twisted. Like it's something.
It doesn't sound real. It sounds crazy.
It's not even out of like science fiction. Like it's beyond that. Like if a science fiction writer wrote something like that, you'd be like, oh, this is disturbing. I don't want to read this anymore. Like there's not that many ideas like this in great science fiction. It's just so insane. Anyway,
Gil Bates had already done his TED Talks, and then you did your troll of the TED Talk. Can you tell us how that came about?
It's just like, you know, watching TED Talks, because there's some good TED Talks. It's like there's usually something interesting you can glean from most of them. There's always something, someone will say something that's interesting and it'll be worth skimming through for 20 minutes on double speed or whatever. But, right. It's the sort of Reddit atheist scientism, like taking all of, all of human knowledge and all of the scientific method, balling it up into this like cool little robot guy and said, for science, for Eureka, and like fetishizing and like people who don't have the ability to go through a scientific paper, not saying I have that ability either, but people who just have no understanding and they look at these like gleaming, the promise of gleaming rockets and the promise of tasty vaccines and thinking that like this is the new God or something like that. And that's sort of the vibe that I got from TED Talks. The guy that organizes TED Talks, I forget what his name is. It's some slightly fruity sounding name, Christopher or something like that. But he comes on stage with like an Asian style, no collar shirt. And whenever
like
he does
a
make
a villain type of shirt,
yeah, exactly. And when he makes an appearance on stage, when the TED Talk is interesting enough and important enough and high level enough for him to come on stage and like thank the person, he's always like he's got this like weird kind of air of humility, like he's talking to the Pope or something. Like he'll come up and like shake the hand like it's a precious, this is the most precious handshake. You are a prophet. You are leading us in the new way, that kind of thing. So I just thought it was a sphere that was ripe for some kind of prank like that. I know, to be fair, what I did was a TEDx talk. It wasn't a TED talk, so it was less thoroughly vetted, but I think I got the point across.
It still worked, yeah. I mean, yeah. And this was not that long ago. You're the sort of the beefy, somebody said you look like a built Leon Trotsky. So you were already the buff Leon Trotsky, Sam Hyde there at that point. But
thank you.
Now, you have million dollar stream. Do you want to get into the drama of the cancellation? Because you were like the pioneer of the deplatforming cancel culture stuff for comedy. You were before the media stuff, the alt media and all that. They went for comedy. They went for you.
Yeah. Well, I think the key thing that sort of set us up for targeting is we were kind of like the last remaining, not like white power, but like white group of white guys, not acting like fruity little, apologizing, the way that other white guys in entertainment sort of have to act, you know what I mean? And, it was just very strong and unapologetic and high octane. And, I think it was, I understand why it was threatening, especially with the Jews Rock sketch. I can see why they took issue with that.
Yeah. And you guys had high ratings. I think you had like what, a million or two in the
yeah, regular... we broke a million views on the first and last episodes. We were, number two, for not just Adult Swim, but for, which wouldn't be that impressive, but for like late night cable. I forget what the rankings were, but we killed it. And the creative head of the network, Mike Lazo, he said we're going to shoot 100 more episodes. You guys are the next Tim and Eric. We're going to do 100 more episodes. Everyone was stoked on it.
And you had basically just a couple blue check marks with what, 5-10 followers and retweets, simply send out a few emails and everyone just collapsed and capitulated.
Yeah, it was. I think probably what did it was Bernstein directly getting in contact with what's the guy, Jeff Zucker, the guy that runs whatever. What's Turner? What's above Turner? Yeah, it was the BuzzFeed dude directly emailing the top Yarmulke at the network, getting us yanked.
No
offense.
There was a phone call where you had a conversation with that guy. That was pretty funny. But and you never did characterize yourself as all right. It was just sort of this label that then they paste on whoever.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of JaysAnalysis.com. I have this beautiful fashion bag that I often shop with and wear as I walk across campuses. And it's this beautiful face. I believe, is this Miss Mama Hyde? Is that Mama Hyde? Or who is that, you? Is that you?
That's me at a moment of high bloat. And probably high estrogen as well. So if you want to call that Mama Hyde, you're welcome to. And I do resemble my mom in that. Yeah, thank you. You were asking about the alt-right thing. I think alt-right is one of these terms that's so it's such a linguistic weapon. It's like the word Nazi, where it kind of takes on the meaning of whatever the person throwing it out means. I don't think it's unfair to say that I'm alt-right. I definitely think that white people should have some sense of identity and should stop being such pussies. And that we should stop pretending like race isn't real. I don't have any sort of hatred. So I think the one thing that was the place they took it with was they said that picture is crazy. The place they went with it was they said that we had swastikas in the graphics for the show. The graphics for the show, I worked on those. I put blood, sweat, and tears into those graphics. They were some of the best work I've ever done. And we were forced to censor them completely, including the logo for the show. So you can only really see the final versions by looking at my upload of them on YouTube. And there are no swastikas in any of the graphics for the show. So that's the one kind of funny claim they made.
Bizarre. That we put. I deconstruct films and symbolism, and I will point out, you know, squares and compasses and, you know, kind of esoteric Masonic symbols in film. And then these people will say, you're crazy. You're a lunatic. It doesn't exist. However, for you,
Yeah, exactly. Like symbolism suddenly becomes very real when it's directed at them. But the one thing we did was we used the James Holmes shooter logo in the main World Peace logo. That is true. As you can see, wow. What is the meaning of life? Right. What is the meaning of death? And
this is like high level serious satire. And of course, you know, Sarah Silverman, she can get away with this. She can make jokes about whatever she wants to. But, you know, just subtle things, right? I mean, you have undergone a very bizarre situation where a meme of you, and I think you were probably like the first comedian to really become a meme, and then the meme takes on a life of its own. What was that experience like?
It's not as shocking as people think. It really doesn't affect my life all that much, these shooter memes. I have gotten a few visits from the FBI, but they've always been I explain to them how computers work, and I explain to them that it's possible to make a Facebook account with someone else's name, and then they usually stand down. Not to mention the fact that I tower over them and physically dominate them and intimidate them in our interactions.
So the FBI guys are all like, hey, we got this buff guy here. Looks like Leon Trotsky. So you got FBI boomers.
The first time they sent this guy that was looked like Columbo, like he actually struck me as a sharp guy, but he was like a little guy. Then the second time they sent two big dudes that I was still bigger than, and I still was standing there flexing as I answered their questions. Can I give some shout outs, Jay, before I forget here?
Yeah.
Can I shout some people out? Shout out to Frank Hassel, check him out on YouTube. Shout out to Big Flame, Joey, Instagram, JXXYY, Jet Neptune, Concept Graphics, killing it. Reigns FX, it's a short list. I'm almost through it. W. Girardi on Instagram, Derek Maves, B9 Tumor, Jesse Yellen, Joe Rogan, and Cantbot, and Wecking Ball. Cantbot and Wecking Ball, check them out. Let's keep going here. What else we got to talk about?
Let's talk about the Great Reset, because this idea of, have you heard of this happytalism thing? This like gay version of capitalism, even more gayer, where it's like, now we're going to focus on an economics of making people happy. The UN is going to replace individual entrepreneurs, and you're going to be
awesome.
In this. Yeah. Doesn't that sound good? And this fits into this Great Reset where they're going to replace, like owning stuff with a circular sharing economy. That's what they want to bring in.
Has anyone coined the term circle jerk economy yet? Can we start using
that? That's where it goes, apparently.
Okay. No, that sounds fun. So you rent your stuff and you kind of like share the land and stuff like that. Is that how it works? Okay.
Yeah, you want to have a car.
I didn't want it anyway. I wanted As long as the car that I'm renting can somehow benefit the impoverished people that throw glass outside my building and make it so that I have to get new tires and new windows every couple of months, as long as it can benefit them somehow, I'm happy for that. I love it. Great Reset.
Yeah, I bring this up because, you know, we know you're a fan of Stefan. Of course, Stefan just got deplatformed. And one thing that you talk about in some of your videos, it's actually pretty practical, I wanted to get to, because you do have some good videos that are advice to young guys. And if you want to mention some of that, because those are pretty popular as well. If you want to, what's advice you give to young dudes?
Well, step one is get you some of these right here, estrogen blockers. Okay, you might need some of those. Dude, I was so lost because I had my father wasn't like negligent or anything, but he just wasn't like, he wasn't a man in the sense of like, of, you know, the sense that we would use it. And there's such a lack of masculinity nowadays and an absence of male role models. And, it's a crazy, crazy looking landscape. And that's why I think, people like, Stefan gets a lot of people beefing with him for being culty and dogmatic and whatnot. And there's people that want to pick bones with Jordan Peterson over being kind of basic. Can I say the B word? Basic bitch? Is that allowed? People think, you know, Jordan Peterson's kind of a basic bitch guy, and he's also, you know, whatever weakness with the painkillers and whatnot. But I think it's so important for to find male role models and try to emulate them, or figure out, you know, get the old wisdom, the wisdom of old, and bring that into your own life, because it still applies. We're still in a battle. It's an info war. It's a battle for the mind. It's not a bloody trench warfare battle, but we're in a battle for the soul of humanity right now. So you better start acting like it and get some of that old Sun Tzu wisdom.
Yeah, I remember when I was mired in student debt back in my 20s, and I was listening to Alex. I listened to Stefan at the time, and they were always talking about being an entrepreneur. And I kind of had in my mind that you can't start your own business. That's for some other weird CEO dude in Silicon Valley or something. And then finally, I just sort of broke and was like, I'm just going to try it. I might as well. I'd rather try that than be a wage slave. And I ended up having some success. And so I think there's a lot of wisdom in trying to get young guys to think about being an entrepreneur. And you promote that a lot. I really appreciate that about what you talk about. It's getting harder with the tech stuff, but you've been successful still.
I got something important here, Jay. The only real resource, young men nowadays are so destroyed. They have, their hormones are effed up. They have, you know, no money. Anybody I talk to that hits me up on Instagram or whatever, I'm like, first thing I ask is, how much money do you have saved up? They have $200. Like, nobody has nothing. Nobody has any skills, etc. The only thing young people have now is time. Time is this, it's cliche to say what a golden, important, vital resource, precious resource it is, but it's also true. You can't overstate the importance of time. So going into business, being an entrepreneur or whatever, or getting some sort of skill, like taking your time and trading it to somebody else for a barely over minimum wage. And if it's not getting you skills, if it's not advancing what you want to do for yourself in the world, it's such a colossal waste. When you think about that, if you're working at Target, if you work at Petco, if you work some ass job like that, you should imagine yourself on a wooden stakes like an old witch burning, and imagine, just know that that's what you're doing with your vital essence, with what you've been given. If you work a day job, you are burning everything. There's that. How you like that?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I hear that beautiful piano music, and I feel like I'm Matthew McConaughey flying my Lincoln up into space, because I think that's the I think that's that beautiful music from that weird, creepy movie Interstellar. That's also it's a bunch of mess. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went into Matthew mode and I messed up there. Sam Hyde, he's with me here on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back, Sam. We were talking about men, what it is to be a man. You say things like simple stuff: lift weights, get a skill, get a trade.
Get a gun, go crazy, become insane, become desperate, go out in the streets. I can't say
don't
that.
Live on games, Jay, right?
Are you crazy? I can't say that. No, I think when you first start getting woke, when you first start learning that the world is this sick hall of mirrors, it's tempting to get feverishly caught up in the various little plots and schemes and attempt to unravel them, which is important work, but I think a lot of people get overwhelmed by that, and they get sort of fatalistic and black-pilled, as they say. And I think for anyone who ever gets black-pilled or overwhelmed or whatever, Pepe Silva, right? Sylvia right there. I think it's one of the most radical things you can do is take ownership over your own little circle, your own, yourself, your family, your friends, treating that like it's this world problem that you want to solve. And step one to that is learning about masculinity and getting that's why people like Stefan Molyneux and Jordan Peterson are so attacked, even though none of what they say is really, you know, insane or racist or what have you. It's just what they're saying is radical because it's effective potentially in fixing the world. I think people need to just get that, you know, get that masculinity, homie.
Do you feel like comedy is, like, is it dead now? I mean, I remember 10 years ago, I would watch Mitch Hedberg and comedians. I thought, oh, yeah, stand-up, it's kind of funny. And then it's like in the last 10 years, stand-up is almost itself another vehicle for social justice. And you got these Hannah, what's-her-name, trans comedian. And she's just propped up because of, like, some weird, you know, fixation that
even big ones, even great ones. Is that a man right there that we're looking at? I thought that was a lesbian.
Well, if you became Samantha Hyde, then you would probably be welcomed back, right? If you
Dude, that person is so disturbing to look at. I probably would. That's a good tactic right there. I tried being black, but nobody. I didn't take enough melatonin or melanotan 2 to convince people. Comedy's dead. I mean, for comedy to be an art form that's like worthwhile, it has to be subversive. It has to be the underdog. It has to be the voice of truth that's like uncomfortable to speak. And now the version of truth that's uncomfortable to speak is F Trump. You know what I mean? In one way or another, it's whether it's veiled in a sophisticated way or whether it's just straight up, look at Donald Trump. He's so fat. He's got no penis. He must have a short penis. Or whether it's something more sophisticated, like some of the stuff that Dave Chappelle has done recently. It's all F Trump in some way or another. So, no, it's a wasteland.
Yeah, there's a similar parallel in journalism. Journalism used to be supposedly this thing that was there to keep eyes on the establishment and to critique and, you know, chase after stories. You know, supposedly we have this idea of journalists going after mobsters back in the 50s, mm-hmm. and they would pursue the truth to their own, you know, altruistic ends, wherever they led. Yeah, and now
it is the establishment. Now journalism, now the political establishment bends the knee to the media. A lot of the time, and now it's just a hand in hand. It's part of the same coctopus, same octopus right there, you know.
Do you think there's stages of the cucking of comedy? Like, does a big comedian kind of get to a certain point, and then he's maybe expected to do this to go to the next level or to keep getting the work? Is that where it's at? I mean, where they're all basically expected to do this?
They made it. Pretty clear to me that we would have one reason why our group kind of fractured afterwards was they made it clear to me that we would have been able to keep the show if I issued a public apology and took our subreddit down. There's, of course, anytime you get, it's probably, I mean, I'm sure it's the same in any field, any industry. As you get bigger, people come out of a shadowy figure comes out of the woodwork and tells you, hey, you have to say this. Just alter your message slightly. You know, if your podcast gets bought by some company that has a lot of Chinese money, there's probably a topic that you're going to start avoiding because of it, you know?
What's your favorite MDE sketch?
Joe Rogan. Sorry, I was kidding.
We'll get to your challenge here in a minute for Joe Rogan.
I want him. I can taste blood. Probably my favorite stuff is the stuff I did on my cell phone in my mom's apartment way back in the day, because that was the most insane.
You tormenting your mom is just golden.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was the most insane and desperate time of my life. And those videos, it was like the one, not a ray of hope, but it was like the one, the most joyous moments were in front of that mirror, just saying the most cracked out stuff that I could come up with.
your mom's echoing constantly. Sam,
yeah. Oh my
goodness! You just keep pushing it.
I know. Well, part of her, it's not so much that I want to abuse my mom or anything. I love my mom so much. I talk to her often. But her style of parenting was just such constant, like, browbeating and nannying and, like, telling me that my teeth were going to fall out if I, used them to, like, unscrew a bottle cap or something, or that I was going to burn the roof of my mouth. Like, hypochondriac stuff, like, to an extreme, like, constant warnings. You're never gonna lose your fingertips if you touch that thing. You're gonna get electrocuted if you go down the stairs. You have to watch out for on the streets. So the kind of, like, light abuse that I gave her in those videos, it, trust me, is fully warranted. And
your mom, I'm guessing, probably, she's boomer, right? There's something about the boomer era where they're afraid of everything, you know, like they're really afraid of everything.
Yeah, big time. She's deaf boomer to the core, boomer to the core.
Now, you have a campaign going. Let's talk about that. You have issued. Oh. You want to get Rogan into the octagon.
I've issued several threats. I've had some of my my friends from the martial arts world, Chuck Norris, Nick Diaz, Lennox Lewis, et cetera, back me up in real videos that they made for me, not cameos that I paid for. That's a rumor that I want to squash right now. There's a rumor going around that I paid $2,500 for a Caitlyn Jenner cameo that was canceled, but my bank account still got charged. I'm waiting for the charge back on that. That's a rumor. And Lennox Lewis and Randy Couture did indeed come out with messages just for me, because I'm in that world. I'm in Joe Rogan's world. I'm kind of a master of that world. I'm more respected than Joe Rogan is. You think Lennox Lewis would make a video for Joe Rogan? I don't think so, okay? The guy's a multi-millionaire, best legendary heavyweight. I don't think he's making a video for Joe Rogan. He made one for me because I'm in the game. Joe,
and you're ready to step into that octagon.
I'll step into the octagon with Joe. I don't care. I'll let him put his pajamas on and try to cuddle me and roll around. I'll punch him dead in his face. I don't care. I know what his strategy would be. His strategy would be to hug me and try to cuddle with me in pajamas for 10 minutes, try to wear me out like that. No, you're getting punched dead in the face, Joe. I don't care if you got a turning sidekick. I got a flipping sidekick. I got a backwards around town sidekick. You haven't even seen my sidekick.
He'll come in with a team of lawyers, right?
Probably, yeah.
Like 11 lawyers in the octagon.
I'll come in with a team of Hispanic gangbangers. How about that, Joe?
I got
cholos. My MS-13 homies, Cezanne, Chino, Compache, Chico, Chachi, Cheech, they'll all be there.
And by the way, I issued a challenge to you, which you ignored, which was that after that, I will step into the octagon with you, and you can bring butter bean or any of the washed up.
I know you're
UFC people in
there. You're a man of God. I don't want to test my standing with the big man upstairs by taking on one of his great champions. I'll pass on that one. All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Sam. We'll do that later. It was great.
Hey, Jay, thanks a lot, man, for having me on.
Absolutely.
And thank you for sending this Esoteric Hollywood. Thank you for sending that out as well, my man.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy it.
All right, bro.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.